Service call. Heat pump blows cold air in heat mode. Field flow for a heat pump that won't heat. Set expectations on lukewarm vs cold air. Confirm the reversing valve and O/B logic. Separate defrost from a fault, and check aux heat and charge in heat mode. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what you'll see. The thermostat is set to heat, the system's running, and the air feels cool or only lukewarm. Two things to settle immediately. A heat pump and heating normally delivers lukewarm air low to mid 90s degrees, not the blast of a gas furnace, so a homeowner used to gas often reports cold air when it's actually working. But genuinely cold air near or below room temp in heat mode is a real fault. Usually the reversing valve, the O/B logic, or the system being stuck in defrost or just plain low on heat output. Confirm the equipment is a heat pump first, and confirm whether the air is not hot enough or actually cold. Those are different calls. Walk it in order. Measure the supply air temperature. Don't trust hands. A heat pump in heat typically gives a supply temp in the upper 80s to mid 90s degrees, with a about 20 to 30 degrees rise over return at moderate outdoor temps. If supply is near room temp or below return, the system is effectively running in cooling or doing nothing useful. That's the reversing valve / logic branch. If it's a real 90 degrees plus but the customer expected furnace heat, that may just be normal heat pump behavior to explain. Is it in defrost? Watch the outdoor unit. During defrost, the outdoor fan stops, the unit may steam, and indoors the system runs in cooling mode with aux heat ideally covering the cold blow. If you caught it mid-defrost, wait it out. A few minutes is normal. A unit stuck in defrost or defrosting constantly is a separate problem. See the iced coil / defrost article. Check the reversing valve and O/B. In heat mode, the reversing valve must be in the heating position. Confirm the thermostat's O/B setting matches the equipment. Some energize O for cooling, some energize B for heating. Get it right for the brand. Then confirm the valve actually shifted. Feel the line temperatures across the valve, or listen for the shift. A valve that's stuck in the cooling position, or a solenoid that isn't getting or is wrongly getting the O/B signal, makes the heat pump pump heat outdoors while blowing cold air inside. Verify the O/B signal electrically. Meter the O/B terminal against C in heat mode. If the stat is configured for O energized in cooling, then in heat mode O should be de-energized. And if it's stuck energized, miswired stat. Bad stat. The valve stays in cooling and you blow cold. Wrong O/B logic is a classic cold and heat cause after a thermostat swap. Check auxiliary / emergency heat. On a cold day, the heat pump alone may not keep up, and aux heat electric strips or a furnace in dual fuel is supposed to supplement. If aux never energizes, bad sequencer / relay, blown strip, miswired W/ aux, the air feels cool on cold days even though the heat pump is fine. Force emergency heat at the stat and confirm the aux source fires. If the valve and aux are right, but heat is weak, to put gauges on and evaluate the charge in heat mode. It's different from cooling, typically charged by subcooling / manufacturer's heat mode method, accounting for low outdoor ambient, low charge, a restriction, a dirty / iced outdoor coil acting as the evaporator, or low outdoor airflow all cut heat output. What normal looks like. Supply air in heat, roughly upper 80s to mid 90s degrees, about 20 to 30 degrees rise over return at moderate outdoor temps, not furnace hot. Reversing valve, shifted to heating. Lines on the valve read consistent with heating hot gas to the indoor coil. O/B logic, matches equipment brand. Correct energized state for the current mode. Defrost, periodic. Outdoor fan off, ends in a few minutes. Aux covers the indoor cold blow. Aux / emergency heat, energizes on demand and on second stage / aux call. Emergency mode runs aux alone. Common faults and what they mean. Customer expectation lukewarm equals normal. Real 90 degrees supply air, no fault. Explain heat pump behavior. Check balance point and aux staging. Reversing valve stuck in cooling / wrong O/B. Genuinely cold air in heat. Confirm O/B logic and that the valve physically shifted. Miswired or failed thermostat after a swap. O energized in the wrong mode keeps the valve in cooling. Very common after a DIY stat change. Duck / constant defrost. Repeated cold blows. Defrost sensor / board or airflow problem at the outdoor coil. Aux heat not working. Cool air on cold days. Bad sequencer / relay, open strip, miswire W. Force emergency heat to test. Low charge / restriction / iced outdoor coil. Weak lukewarm heat, poor capacity. Charge and read in heat mode. Tech tips and gotchas. Measure supply temp before you diagnose. Cold air from a homeowner used to gas heat is often a normal 92 degrees. The thermometer ends the argument. Most cold and heat calls after a thermostat change are O/B logic. Confirm the stats heat pump O/B setting matches the brand before you touch the valve. Don't condemn a reversing valve mid-defrost. During defrost it's supposed to be in cooling. Confirm the unit isn't simply in a normal defrost cycle. A reversing valve rarely fails closed mechanically. It's usually the solenoid or signal. Check for 24 volts at the solenoid and the line temperature shift before replacing the valve body. Aux heat masks heat pump problems. If emergency heat keeps the house warm, but normal heat is weak, the heat pump side charge. Valve, outdoor coil is where the real fault lies. Charge a heat pump in heat mode by the heat mode method. Cooling mode superheat targets don't apply. Low ambient changes everything. Safety/code notes. De-energize before servicing. Bleed capacitors before handling outdoor electrical. Recover and handle refrigerant per EPA 608 Federal Refrigerant Rules. Subpart F if you open the sealed system. On dual fuel systems, confirm the changeover logic so the furnace and heat pump don't fight. And verify combustion/CO on the gas side after any work.